Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Rick James and Jim Utermarkt about Motor and Auto Group's recent donation to Knoxville Coaches vs. Cancer.
Tell us just a little bit about this fundraiser, you know, how are you able to come up with funds? I understand this is a kind of an annual thing here now.
Correct. We decided the month of October for every regular priced oil change. We've been donating $10 for every oil change. Basically, we've advertised it, Facebook, radio, newspaper, you know, let everybody know that we're doing that and participating.
How many years is this now?
I believe this is the third year.
All right. Well, and Jim, I'll ask you here, what does it mean to be able to get this donation from Motor and Auto Group here today?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, that's kind of an understatement probably, but, you know, one of the things that makes our Coaches versus Cancer event what it is people like Motor In. What's kind of special about this is I never came to Rick. I didn't come to Motor In and say, would you do this? They did this on their own. And that also makes it pretty special to us that they just decided that our event was something that they wanted to be a part of. And so that's kind of cool to us. And that's kind of most of Coaches versus Cancer and all the things that we do. It's all businesses and people in this community that said, I want to get involved. And so in this case, Motor In come to us and said, we want to get involved and do this. And when they did, I had no idea what amount of money this was going to turn into. So, you know, we're getting near $5,000 that they've donated over those 3 years. And that's incredible.
Well, what does it mean to you to be able to have your business participate in this cause?
I mean, we're excited about it. I grew up in this community. You know, our general manager grew up in the community, and we tried to participate in the local community activities.
Well, and of course, Coaches versus Cancer are going to look a lot different here this year. We know the auction's going to be different. If you could just kind of explain to our listeners what to expect with this year's event.
One of the most disappointing parts to us is to lose the alumni games, because that's been pretty special to a lot of people. We have people come from a long ways away every year. You know, they kind of put this on their calendar, and so it's sad to lose that. And for the money part, that's a big money maker for the fundraiser. But it's also just really awesome every year. You know, some of my former players, you know, over the last 13, 14 years come back and play, and kids that I've had in school, and then goes all the way back, you know, like I grew up in this community as well. So I get to see people that I went to high school with. So that's sad. But the kind of the message that we've kind of went with this is, you know, the pandemic, COVID has stopped a lot of stuff. Unfortunately, it did not stop cancer. Cancer's still out there. It's affecting a lot of people. And in a way, it's kind of one of those things that's kind of been forgotten, you know, a little bit, because all we talk about is COVID. And so we wanted to do everything that we can. And so, you know, cancer hasn't stopped is what we say. And so we're not going to either. And so we want to do everything we can. You know, every year we don't set a goal. We just want to do what we can. And this year is probably going to be different, but we're going to do the best we can, and thankful for Motor In and what they do and everybody else in the community.
All right. Well, here we are a couple weeks out. I know we talked about this on the phone here a few weeks ago, but I guess if people are still looking to get involved in this in some way, tell folks how they're able to do so.
Yeah, we still would love to have a good auction this year. You know, it's probably going to be down a little bit. But if anybody would like to donate to the auction, they can get a hold of me at the middle school or my wife Angie at North Elementary, or if they have our email addresses, they can email us that way as well. Call us at home, call us on our cells. And we're always very happy to arrange pickup of items. So if somebody has something and they just don't want to get out and about, we're happy to come get it. And, you know, then like we mentioned, the auction's going to be online. So as that gets closer, we'll advertise how people can get online and bid on things. And we've also set up a website through the American Cancer Society, American Cancer Society, to just accept cash donations as well. And I've been putting that out on Facebook. And so if anybody can't find that and is wanting to donate, again, same thing I said before, get a hold of us through one of those avenues and I'll get you that information. And the nice thing about that is you immediately would get an email with a receipt showing that it was a tax deductible donation.
Anything else either of you two have to add here today?
Just again, we're thankful for what Motor In does, and very appreciative that they keep doing this year after year.
Thanks to Jim Udermarkt and Rick James for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.